In our culture obsessed with overnight success and instant results, George Leonard's mastery offers a revolutionary perspective. True fulfillment comes not from achievement itself, but from falling in love with practice, the journey toward excellence. This philosophy has influenced everyone from elite athletes like Kobe Bryant to executives at companies like Apple and Google. As our world grows increasingly impatient, Leonard's message becomes more radical and necessary. What if those frustrating plateaus we desperately try to avoid are actually where life's richest experiences await? What if the path itself, rather than the destination, is where we discover our truest selves? Mastery resists simple definition, yet remains instantly recognizable. The ballet dancer making impossible movements appear effortless. The craftsperson whose hands seem to possess their own intelligence. The business leader navigating complexity with remarkable clarity. Though it appears in countless forms, mastery follows unchanging principles that apply whether you're learning piano, building a business, or nurturing relationships. The journey begins with simple skills and follows a characteristic rhythm. Brief spurts of advancement followed by plateaus where visible improvement seems to vanish. This pattern applies to all meaningful learning, regardless of age or natural talent. While many aspire to mastery, its lengthy path with delayed rewards leads people to adopt alternative approaches that block true fulfillment. The dabbler starts each pursuit with intense enthusiasm, loving the equipment and novelty. When plateaus arrive, they quickly lose interest and move to something new, perpetually seeking beginnings, but never depth. The obsessive demands instant results and fights plateaus through shortcuts. Like executives choosing quarterly profits over long-term growth, they create unsustainable dynamics that ultimately fail. The hacker settles for mediocrity, content with basic competence. They skip crucial development stages, doing the minimum while wondering why improvement stalls. In relationships, they choose comfort over growth. These patterns aren't permanent. You might be a dabbler in relationships, but masterful in art. Understanding these tendencies reveals our obstacles to mastery. The master embraces the entire journey without attachment to any phase. American culture poses distinct challenges. Our consumer society frames life as a series of climactic moments, from medicine's quick fixes to business's short-term focus. While America offers freedom and innovation, this emphasis on immediate results undermines lasting progress. As learning animals, humans excel at mastering skills beyond our genetic programming. 5 essential keys unlock mastery. First is instruction. Seek excellent teachers who balance reinforcement with correction and show respect to all students regardless of talent. Second is practice, not just an action, but a state of being. Masters integrate practice fully into life, viewing it as a path similar to the Chinese Tao. Third is surrender, embracing the beginner's mind and accepting temporary discomfort for growth. True learning requires surrendering to your teacher, discipline, and process. Fourth is intentionality, the fusion of character, willpower, attitude, and visualization. Elite golfer Jack Nicklaus noted, success is 50% visualization, 40% setup, and only 10% swing. Fifth is the edge, maintaining devotion to fundamentals while pushing boundaries. Chuck Yeager exemplified this, citing experience as crucial while exploring the edges of the envelope. We often chase contingencies, grades for college, college for jobs, jobs for possessions. While goals matter, life's essence lies in the journey. Our culture celebrates peak moments, but mastery happens on the plateau, those long stretches where progress seems minimal. Aikido practitioners welcome plateaus as opportunities for growth. The ritual of practice becomes a sanctuary, and practitioners leave each session feeling alive, regardless of visible progress. This extends beyond martial arts. Olympic gymnast Peter Vidmar notes that those chasing external rewards can't be effective, while his motivation was simply enjoyment. A painter cherishes her routine, feeling that while working, this is the essential me. The face of mastery isn't contorted with effort, it's relaxed and serene, often wearing a slight smile. Goals exist in the future and past, but practice lives in the present, where your senses fully engage. To love the plateau is to love the eternal now. Understand that resolutions often fail not from lack of willpower, but due to homeostasis, the body and brain's natural drive to maintain equilibrium. Like a thermostat, our biological feedback loops preserve stability, even when that stability is unhealthy. To overcome homeostasis, anticipate resistance and build a support network of fellow travelers. Maintain consistent practices and commit to lifelong learning. Energy for mastery comes through use, not conservation. We deteriorate from inactivity, not overuse. Generate energy by staying physically fit, acknowledging both negative and positive realities, practicing honesty, channeling dark emotions constructively, and staying committed to the mastery path. Learn to center yourself both physically and mentally. Practice standing balanced, feet shoulder-width apart, focusing on your center below the navel while breathing deeply. With practice, this physical centering becomes a tool for psychological balance, accessible in moments when needed. Our fixation on goals and quick fixes disconnects us from our experiences. We rush through in-between moments, dressing, eating, commuting, cleaning, treating them as meaningless transitions. Yet these moments comprise most of our lives. Zen masters teach that washing dishes holds equal value to formal meditation, as practice quality shows in all actions. We can reclaim lost time by making everything part of our practice. Consider driving as an opportunity for mastery rather than transition time. Begin with mindful pre-driving checks and become one with the vehicle. UCLA studies show freeway driving generates more brainwave activity than simulated moon landing practice. Transform routine tasks into meditation by staying present and working from your center. Paradoxically, not rushing often leads to faster completion. This mindset extends to relationships. While we'll methodically practice activities like tennis, we often leave relationships to chance, though both follow similar growth patterns. The mastery journey requires embracing the role of the fool, not foolishness, but the creative potential of the court jester. Consider how infants learn speech, through babbling until forming recognizable sounds, encouraged by parents' enthusiasm. If every attempt faced stern correction instead, they might never learn to speak. How often does fear of embarrassment prevent learning? Psychologist Abraham Maslow found self-actualized people retained childlike qualities, while Ashley Montague observed this neoteny in geniuses like Mozart and Einstein. The freedom to be foolish enables mastery. Jigoro Kano, Judo's founder, requested burial in his white belt, not from humility alone, but realism. At death, we all become beginners. Masters must ask themselves, are you willing to wear your white belt and begin again? The master's path offers an alternative to quick-fix culture, one aligned with our nature and highest potential. It promises lasting growth and profound presence, beginning with a single step available now.